Hey there, welcome back. This is episode 56, I think. that's big guessing, I'm not looking. And this is Val and Jen. I'm Jen.
Hey, I'm Val.
Val's over here in her closet.
Right, hiding out, freezing to death. So cold in here.
To go back to our first episode, we literally record in a closet because it's the best sound quality. I'm not in my closet. I'm fighting my cat to sit on the Chase lounge. I'm not sure if I trust to sit beside him. I don't trust cats.
If you scream in a minute, we'll know he attacked you.
Yes. He's in a playful mood right now. I don't trust him. So we've been talking about Val's book. Val wrote a book. You know, everybody got locked down this year, and whatever it was deep in our heart that we hadn't
time to bring it out.
Yeah, quarantine had a way of making us look at things in our life and, unfinished things or of things we've been avoiding or whatever. And so Val had this idea that she had wanted to write this book since, last summer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was a huge piece. You know, we talk about inner healing, really, not because we just love to talk about, woo-woo spiritual stuff, but if you followed our podcast, we talk about this stuff because it just helps with all of those other little practical pieces of life. Like, we're the practical people for the
Absolutely.
Most part. For the most part, I guess we've evolved into not so practical people, maybe. Others might judge. But it's always been for us about managing the practical parts of life and realizing there's this part of us we can't avoid. Like, there's this inner part that has to be healed and looked at and worked with. You can't ignore it. You know, emotions, basically.
Yeah, you can't. You can't change the practical pieces until you look at some of that stuff.
Or you spend your life beating your head against a wall mm-hmm. that does not move. And it's no yep. fun.
Yep.
And so on this journey, you know, emotions are something we've talked about. And Val has this really crucial piece that has she described in the last episode, it just dropped in her spirit. She knew it had to be a book. So quarantine really kind of forced that out. So that you can yes. kind of quit carrying the idea of around and actually make it a thing. And she's yeah.
without the quarantine, it probably still wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. It was not a fun time necessarily, but I got a lot of good things done too. So it is coming out soon. Val is self-publishing, which is the way of books these days. People are self-publishing books to get them into people's hands more quickly. A lot of people are, e-readers, Kindle, Amazon stuff. So going to be on Kindle, and she's doing the finishing touches on it right now. How's that going?
Well, if I survive formatting, it'll be a miracle. It's a process.
You thought the writing was the challenge, but it's turned out all the little pieces, details.
Yeah. So when you publish on Amazon, Kindle, Kindle Direct Publishing, you, in order to do it properly, you have to get your book formatted for the ebook and the paperback version. And they're both different, and it's probably not really hard to do, but I just want to make sure it's done right. So I hired someone to do it, and we'll just say that I'm on my second person that I've hired to do it, because the first one, I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew he didn't do it right. So it's been a process. It's been a process, but I'm hoping that my new guy will come through for me.
And so once the formatting is done, then you've just got to kind of look it over one last time and then start the upload process. And then as soon as Amazon and Kindle decides it's time with whatever they have to do on their end, it's ready.
Yeah. So they basically manually look through and make sure that all your files are formatted correctly. Make sure that you've, entered everything correctly, and then they approve you. So, as soon as it comes back from formatting, I'll start the process of uploading, but it can take up to 72 hours to get totally approved and to be live, where people can buy it. So it's a process, but I mean, I'm glad they do it. I'm glad they're so picky.
But we're shooting for next week, right?
We're shooting for July 1st. That is the launch date that I'm going for. But obviously it will totally depend to, I'm at the mercy of Amazon, which is fine. Whenever it happens, it happens.
It's crunch time right now. You're waiting for the formatting guy to get done, and then.
Uh-huh. Yep. Pretty much.
So have you been using a lot of oils this week?
I've been drenching myself mainly in the floral oils so that I could decompress. But yeah, I've used a lot of oils. That's for sure.
Okay, so we talked about the book in the last episode. We actually did a walkthrough of what's in the book and really gave you some value of, I mean, I got excited just talking about it, and I've known mm-hmm. what the book was about. Every time I talk about it, I get excited because I think about my own life. I think about people that I know and all of the goodness that is kind of hidden under just some layers of just unawareness.
Yeah.
Or hyper awareness of some baggage, you know, that you're carrying around that you don't have to, just perspective.
Well, it's exciting to think about people unloading their emotional baggage and dealing with it, because then all their good stuff comes out, you know, like you see all the gooey goodness underneath the
baggage. And you know, you did the study and you got some testimonials from people that were already beginning to see glimpses of that. You want to share?
Yeah.
We talked a little bit in every episode about the book, but you had some like really good, they sat and thought about the inside and really shared some good stuff.
Yeah. One of the testimonials from the study was, she said, "Design for Joy was a refreshing journey that recalibrated my thinking about who I am in Christ for the long journey." This particular woman, Karen, she really liked the trade exercise, which is what we're going to talk about today from chapter 4. She said it opened up such a freeing perspective on surrendering and releasing guilt in order to accept what God has for me. So, she said it takes strength to shift a paradigm, and the study has provided me with the strategies I need to fend off negativity, guilt, and anxiety. It was the perfect tool to dig deeper to discover all the treasures God has for me. So I just love that. I mean,
and these are not like, this is, you don't have to be a part of like the church culture world to get this, but this is even people who are a part of that world and have still missed some of these pieces, even as hard as that, you know, like they have a good practice of, you know, prayer, meditation, and devotion and still have missed these pieces. So it's really, really cool. And you know, all of our podcast has been about, I mean, when you get to the core of it, when you're trying to just release stress and see life more clearly and figure out how to navigate toward your goals, you get down to the core every time of who you are. And when you look at who you are, you remember whose you are, and
absolutely
what you're made of reflects, you know, the divine nature of everything that created you. And like, that's just exciting. Like you get down there and you can't miss that part of it. Like that's just what you find when you get down there, and it's just so much goodness. And so when we tie all this together, you know, Val's book is not about oils at all. Our podcast is very much about oils, but we've not talked about them very much in the last few weeks or even all of during quarantine. You know, we've had lots of great episodes people hopefully went back and caught up on, but to tie it all together, the book is a huge piece that really gets like into that core stuff. Like when you get down there and you're looking at all that, like, wow, like what do I do with this? What do I make of this? And teaches you really how to like listen and hear what's important. And, you know, we made a journal maybe a year ago.
Yeah. About a year ago.
Last summer, I guess. And that was kind of born out of 2 years ago.
Yeah.
First summer with the podcast. And was that our first summer with the podcast?
I believe so. Yeah.
I'm not good with numbers and days, these like time dates these days.
Who knows these days, but I do think it was 2 years ago. Yeah.
2 years ago. And yes, 2018. And so we had started these oil protocols that started everything. And that was a course that I just led people through actually during quarantine while you were leading people through the book study.
Yep.
And that original set of protocols is what kind of shed those first layers in us that helped us to see like, oh my goodness, we've got so much goodness. Like we need to share and get out there and help people. And that's what our podcast has been about this whole time. And out of that, I remember thinking after reading the Carolyn Leaf, was it Switch On Your Brain?
Yeah.
She talks about 21 days and how 21 days is like just this turning point. Not that your life changes a ton in 21 days, but in 21 days, you have the ability to start a new neural network in your brain with a new thought and a new belief and then walk that out. And so I started playing around with the idea of 21 days and really using oils intentionally to get down to the bottom of something in 21 days. And we probably played with that, you and I, back and forth for like a whole year.
Yeah.
And then last summer we put it in journal form and really walked people through all of the little prompts and questions that you'd need to think through to stay on topic and not just make it like this routine thing that you don't get something back from. So anyway, we put all of that in a journal last summer It's been on our website, and it has been available with purchase and like a call with us, but we're going to offer it differently here at the end of the podcast so that you can get your hands on it a little bit easier. But you tie all that together, you got a book that talks deeply about who you are, what you're destined to do. You've got a journal that walks you through 21 day process of like self-awareness and letting some things go. And then you've got essential oils that we always use. We apply those to switch our mood, to release stress, to increase awareness, help our brain function better, help our body chemistry align to the way it's supposed to be, more balanced. And it just works really well together. Like they all bring value to each other really well.
Yeah, they're all tools to dig down to see who you actually are, because that's the crux, you know, like if you don't see your goodness, if you don't see who you were designed to be, then you miss a lot, you know, like it's a huge, if you don't see yourself clearly and you don't basically the way God sees you. Mm-hmm. And we often don't because of all the emotional baggage that we harbor. If you don't get rid of it and see yourself the way he sees you, you just miss out on a lot.
I think I spent most of my life looking at myself through this lens of ego, and everybody thinks ego means like puffed up and haughty. And no, ego is just who you think you are, but it's you're missing it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
The ego is trying to find this like false sense of purpose or false sense of importance. And mm-hmm. what happens is we either think way too highly of ourselves on a good day when things are going well, or we think way too lowly of ourselves. And you think about people that are like really cocky. Those are usually people that think really lowly of themselves, but work really hard to make themselves feel better.
Absolutely.
And then you've got people that go around, woe is me. I'm just poor, pitiful me. I don't have anything to bring to the table. And that's not true. Either. Oh, no. Like, yeah, I'm like, we all do, but that's not who we are.
Right. Amen. Yes.
So we either think too highly or too lowly when we think from ego, because as we're thinking about who we want to be, but we're missing this other reality, and it's what God sees. It's the core of our value, and everything in there is that divine nature and that goodness. And it's not even a middle ground between thinking too highly and too lowly of yourself. It's something completely different. And if you don't know how to look for it, you'll miss it. And that's really sad because it's really cool.
Yeah. Well, and I think also like that ego is like who you are alone. Like what we're talking about is who are you when you are
tapped into
God? Like mm-hmm. it's totally different than who you are by yourself, because by yourself,
you're like, striving, you're exhausted.
You're striving and you're exhausted and the purpose isn't there. But when you tap into him and you collaborate with him, that's where all of a sudden you can see yourself differently because all things are possible, you know?
You have abilities and connections, and there are things orchestrating for you that are bigger than you could even possibly be aware
Absolutely.
Of in your
Absolutely.
Own knowledge. So
it's just a whole different way of thinking. It's a whole different way of thinking, which is why the journal and the oils and the book are so important.
Yeah. It's 2 or 3 years of us
digging,
tumbling through it ourselves. So today we've got an excerpt from the journal, and you know, we've got lots of oils in the journal because oils just help clarify that process. If you've ever tried to switch your mood, you know, you cannot force your brain to think in a certain way. And it's kind of like when I'm trying to focus on something and my brain is all over the place. Mm-hmm. I can sit there and say, focus, focus, focus. And all I can hear is my brain saying, focus, focus. It doesn't actually work that I can turn my brain in a different direction when it's just not there. And so oils are this useful tool that help, you know, kind of, they don't work in different ways. Like frankincense can oxygenate your brain. Peppermint can increase blood flow. All of the oils kind of help with cellular function and helping the right chemicals and hormones flow through our body more accurately and more balanced the way that they're supposed to. So it just is a useful tool that helps our body recalibrate and see through a different lens. And mm-hmm. it goes so great with the book because all of these are extra tools and resources to help you get that awareness of your feelings. And
right.
So standalone, the book is great. Standalone, the journal is great. Standalone oils are great, but together it's a really cool combo of helping you transfer and release and process these emotions and these thoughts that keep you stuck in that ego thinking.
Yeah. So, okay. So day one, we just want to give you this excerpt. So day one is all about emotional honesty, because being emotionally honest is what leads to truth. We all have areas of doubt, and there may be something that you've prayed for and waited for, but you just can't seem to find breakthrough in that area. Or maybe even you've just resigned yourself to accept that it is the way that it is. But you lack perspective or understanding of God's heart on the matter. And this week, the whole first week, we ask you to spend some time honestly reflecting on how you feel about that and express those feelings in your journal. You're going to apply specific essential oils that we, tell you to apply. And then you're going to take those feelings to God, and you're going to trade them in for what He sees.
Which sounds like an easy process, but sometimes if you're not really tapped into your emotions and knowing what you're feeling, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
And so having those prompts really helps you think through all of those things. And so that's day one. And there's actually a whole page of prompts that ask you those questions, an oil to put on to help you with the process if you need it, if you can't seem to come up with, usually when we can't think of what it is that we're trying to think of, we're trying too hard. And so the oils really help us quit trying so hard because we like sabotage ourselves when we're, trying. And it's like the answer's probably already popped in your head 5 times and you just missed it because you're trying so hard. And then, because it's a 21-day journal, we walk you through each week, the remaining 6 days of the week, with like a daily exercise that keeps you focused on that and kind of works on that muscle memory. Because your feelings and your thoughts have muscle memory too, just like your body does if you're exercising or learning, a new movement or something. Because feelings aren't facts, and they really must be expressed with honesty, like Val said, in order to be traded for better. And so we believe God is the safest place to take our hurts. When you get into that mind frame, if He's really here to help you to bring about things for your good, even to weave the desires that you have into this like good plan, that we don't have that, awareness on our own of how to connect all those pieces. But He isn't shocked or offended at our feelings. He is never shocked when He is like, wow, you're really angry at me. You really think I'm not listening to you? He already knows.
Yes.
He's not offended, or He's not ready to like punish us if we admit, like, I think I've been a little angry that you've not helped me out.
Yeah.
Or we feel that, because again, feelings aren't facts. They're just our perspective and how our body reacts to it. And He promises, and Val goes into a lot of this stuff in her book, He promises to trade our sorrow, our heaviness, our bitterness for joy. And the surrender is not always easy, because we like to hang on to those things. We like to try to use those as like weapons or tools, but they just don't work very well. And we help you to apply essential oils, and you're not only increasing your awareness to tap into your thoughts and feelings better, but you're also obediently walking through a process of shifting your mood and gratitude to joy to do that trade. It's like there is no magical feels that make you want to give up your hurts. Mm-hmm. You just have to trust there is something better waiting to replace it. And you have to just kind of willfully do that. But the oils are almost, for me, when I'm in that bad place, when I'm having a really bad day, sometimes you just feel like wanting to have the bad day. And you're like, no, sure. I'll keep talking about how bad it is because it feels really bad. And when I get to that point, I realize I'm like, okay, I'm doing the beating the head against the wall thing, and this isn't going to get me anywhere except for more stuck. And so I go to my oils. I'm like, all right, I am making a conscious choice right here to put an oil on to shift my mood. Even if it doesn't instantly change everything that I see, I don't want to continue in this thought pattern and make it, I don't want to make it a rut in my brain that I go down so easily. So you apply the oils listed in the steps that are in the journal. And as you're journaling every day, you use these oils, and you use a roller blend, and you use a diffuser blend if you want, whatever helps you. And that helps you to wire in this new thought and emotion pattern even more effectively than just trying to do it through your brain alone, through your thoughts alone.
Yeah. And so in this first 7 days, we crafted this lovely roller blend called Safe Love. And you're going to put it in a 10 ml roller bottle. And it's got 8 drops of Arborvitae, which Arborvitae is really great for reminding you to let go of willful striving.
I just want to add, if anybody is like scrambling for a pen and a paper, I'll put this in the show notes for you.
Awesome.
So when you look at the details into the podcast, you can just listen about how it works, and then you can go back and get the recipe.
Perfect. Okay. So we're going to do 8 drops of Arbor Vitae, and it's a really grounding oil. And it just reminds you to receive grace and that you can quit trying so hard and just trust. 6 drops of Cedarwood. Cedarwood's going to help you feel connected in your heart space. And it's kind of reminds you, it's like the opposite of feeling alone or abandoned. You're going to do 4 drops of Vetiver. Vetiver is great for helping you be deeply focused and very calm. So it'll allow you to go deeper into your own thoughts and past that noisy chatter that keeps you from hearing truth and what you're feeling. And so then we'll do 3 drops of myrrh, and myrrh just helps bring feelings of trust. And 2 drops of cassia, and cassia helps you feel deeply valued. 2 drops of patchouli, which, you know, we hold all these feelings in our body. And so patchouli is really great for helping you connect to your body so you can actually figure out what feelings you're feeling in order to trade them in. And then 2 drops of thyme. And thyme is an amazing oil for helping you release resentment or judgment against yourself, against God, or against others that block truth. So after you add all those oils, you're going to fill the roller with fractionated coconut oil and apply it on your lower abdomen, over your heart, and on the bottom of your feet daily.
And then we've got a diffuser blend that you can just run in the house. I love running a diffuser because you don't have to think about it. You just like set it up and let it go. And then you get to benefit from it as long as you're in the room, as long as it's running. And it really
your
does.
Your house smells amazing.
Yeah. Your house smells amazing. And it really does change the atmosphere of a room, not just for you, but for anybody that walks in it, they get to benefit from it. So this trade for joy is a diffuser blend of 3 oils that are really well known for just picking up heaviness and like lifting it out. So lemongrass is great for detoxifying and clearing the air, toxic heaviness, whatever. The air literally feels lighter when you're diffusing lemongrass. You're going to put 2 drops of lemongrass, 3 drops of wild orange, which is just sunshine and joy in a bottle. If you want to find your way to tap into feelings of joy, smelling wild orange is usually a good trigger. Mm-hmm. And then peppermint for when you just have that heavy feeling sitting on your chest. It's like the oil of buoyancy. Like you kind of bob back up to the surface and come out of that heaviness to see things more clearly. So 2 drops lemongrass, 3 drops wild orange, and 1 drop of peppermint. So this journal, which has these blends that we just shared with you and all of the other 21 days of exercises and blends and prompts and things like that go really well with Val's book. The journal is at this moment on our website, valandjen.com. And it has been $21. We were including a personal consultation with it and scheduling that, but we're just going to like knock that down and you just get the journal alone for $5, and you can use it along with Val's book when it comes out, or you can use them together. They definitely work best together, but you don't have to have both. You could get value from either one alone. So Val, since the book comes out hopefully next week on July 1st, How do they get that?
Okay, so it will be available on Amazon. You can either get it on Kindle or you can get the paperback version on Amazon. And assuming Amazon approves me in time, it will be available July 1st. Now, the thing is, I'm at their mercy. So you can, if you are really wanting the book, you can go to valpetty.com. That's my website. And you can sign up to get an email. You can go to my homepage and sign up for an email. And I will email you as soon as the book is live on Amazon and Kindle. And when it's released to be purchased, I will email you immediately so that you can go ahead and hop on and purchase it either way that you choose.
Yeah. So sign up for the email. So you know it. So you're the first to know. So you're the first to know. You can grab it while it's the lower.
Yeah, my plan is to do a promotion on the Kindle version the first couple of days where it will actually be free on Kindle. The paperback version will not be free, but the Kindle version will be. So definitely want to be on that email list so you can get it free if you choose the Kindle version.
Awesome. I'm so excited. I'm so excited because I think back and looking at our journey of starting the podcast and like we're not... Like there is nothing very special about us except that we just, we did this. We heard very clearly that we needed to start a podcast. We did it. and just stumbling through, because we never are quite sure what we're doing when, like, when we create a podcast. We know it's based on truth. We don't ever know who it's ringing true with. We don't know. We don't have this master plan of like how we're going to strategize anything or what's going to come of it. But it is always so much fun every time we just kind of take that risk and just share it. We don't know who's listening, but then like every year we find out something new that someone.
Yeah, it's like another layer.
Yeah. Another layer from it. And then people come back and are like, let me tell you what I've been doing because of something I heard on your podcast. And we've actually got some friends of ours and listeners of our podcast who are starting their own website. And Kathy Bryant and Amy Fricks. Kathy is, I used to work with her in the district when I was a teacher, and now she's an administrator. And she had been listening to our podcast, and I don't know if I even knew that she was listening to our podcast, but then I found out that she had gotten some resources from our podcast and had been taking them back and working with the teachers of the district that I left when I stopped teaching. And for me, that's really special. I haven't told Kathy this, but I left teaching feeling really burned out and exhausted and empty. And it just kind of is the nature of the profession. And I do believe God was leading me into better, like other things in my growth journey that I couldn't continue doing both. But I left feeling really burned out. And then to know that she was taking things that we were sharing in the podcast and going back and sharing with the teachers there to like connect better with themselves, understand how to work better in life. Like that was just like, that was such a cool God moment. Like these are the kind of connections that we were talking about that you cannot do on your own. Like there is something bigger going on.
Yeah.
It just connects you all together and makes it all work. Well,
what is it you say? Growth is contagious and it looks good on you. I mean, it's true. Like your growth is contagious and it sparks everybody else's growth around you. And so, you know, and as they grow, they spark everybody's growth. It's just really, it's a neat process to watch.
It is. It makes me so happy. And that's why I can't wait to see like who gets the book and what all we find out from like, who knows next year what we'll be talking about in the podcast. But Kathy and Amy have started a website and I was blown away. I looked at it the other night and they have intertwined. It's called Nephesh Life. That is Nephesh life.com. And Nephesh is, I don't even know the root, like what origin.
It's a Hebrew word, but yeah.
And it means soul, but not like this like spirit ghost thing that lives in our body, but it's actually the intertwining of our physical, mental, emotional self, like our whole being, and how that physical part of our body is so connected to that spiritual part of our body. And that's what we talk about all the time, how to manage that physical part of ourselves so it doesn't drag down the spiritual part, the mental and emotional aspects. And they connect it into taking care of the body. So they've got resources on there like food plans for people based on Enneagram numbers. Kathy has studied a whole lot about body typings, not just Enneagram typings. And she has just created this really cool overlapping of all of these different tools and put them together in her and Amy and their own resources. They have a podcast, they have a blog, and then they have all these free resources on their website. So it's nepheshlife.com. And I think we'll have them on the podcast pretty soon to share some more because it's some really cool stuff.
It really is. I checked it all out today, listened to the podcast. It was awesome.
Yeah. Can't wait. So many good things are happening. Quarantine wasn't all bad.
That's right.
All right. So next week, hopefully when you hear us talk again, next Friday, Val's book will be out. People will be buying it or getting it for free if they got on the email list. And I don't know. Well, I don't even know what we're going to talk about next week.
I know.
It's like a whole lifetime away after you get this project done.
I'm telling you, your birth is baby, so I can be done. It's never done though, right? It's never done.
It's never done. It just opens up new projects.
New doors. That's right.